Today's movie review is Enola Holmes, starring Millie Bobby Brown. It's playing on Netflix for free as long as you have a subscription. It also stars Henry Cavill of Superman fame. I enjoyed this movie. It had high production values. It had a beautiful scenery and cinematography. But it's that type of movie that you kind of have to like this type of movie. It's made more for the younger crowd, I would say. The same people that watch maybe like the Harry Potter style movies or even just kind of those kids style movies. Millie Bobby Brown's character, she often talks straight into the camera and that could be annoying to some people. It is a little bit to me. I kind of like that type of direction. But she's actually really bloomed as an actor ever since her debut on Stranger Things. Her hair has grown out really long, assuming that that's her real hair. When she was on Stranger Things, it was it was shaved all the way off. So anyway, the story also stars Helen Bonham Carter from such films as Sweeney Todd and among many others. And she played the mother. Now, Millie Bobby Brown's character's name was the title of the movie, Enola Holmes, and Enola is alone if spelled backwards. Enola Holmes is also the sister of Sherlock Holmes, who's played by Henry Cavill. Now, you get a quick introduction to Enola Holmes. She lives in this nice, beautiful mansion, sprawling. One day, she gets up and her mom's left her. The brothers have already moved out, but she's there alone. She had turned 16, I guess, and her mom took off without her. To me, this presents a lot of problems of believability. I mean, what mother leaves her 16-year-old child without any kind of notice? So I found that kind of strange. And then the brothers also had disappeared since she was a young girl, maybe 4 or 5 years old. And that also find to be strange. Like, I don't know. I just feel like if I had younger sister like that, I wouldn't disappear for that duration of time. So that was part of the problem I had with the film plot. So how the movie goes from there was, I guess the mom had arranged for the brothers to come back and to take care of her while she was gone. And the brothers come back, then the older brother, his name escapes me, he wanted her to be all prim and proper and go through this almost like a boarding school where you're like finishing school where you learn how to be the proper woman and the proper wife and all this stuff. She wasn't having it. She had too much freedom growing up. She ends up running away, going to look for her mom. And her mom used to do these puzzle ciphers where they do these puzzles and rearrange words and do numbers to represent the letters and stuff like that. So she goes off to look for her mom, and along the way she finds this boy who is also running away from his parents, and don't get a whole lot of story on him, but they kind of ran into each other on a train scene where he was a stowaway. Anyway, those two end up working together to help each other along the way, various parts. They depart from each other and then they come back nearer, closer to the end of the film. The spoiler here is, I guess, that you never really hear what, I mean, you kind of do get like a partial reason why the mom left, I guess, was political. She was part of some weird group that was trying to get a reform bill passed or something like that in London. And then there was these undertones of like, maybe she's a terrorist. She has these bomb making materials and stuff, but they didn't really ever go into more detail with that. And as the film ended, of course, they had their reunion with the mom. Her point was, Enola is talking and she's saying, hey, my brothers have found their way and my mom, she knows what she wants to do with her life, but now it's my turn and I'm really interested in like sleuthing and being a detective. It's kind of leaving the door open to make this a series of films. But in all, she was really, really good in this. She was the star of the film. She held it together. She was the main star. I really, really liked the film, but I don't think I like it enough to give it 4 stars. In my mind, it just doesn't ever elevate to that 4-star level. And for that reason, I can only give it 3 stars. But that's my review of Enola Holmes.